When you tie wheat up in a bundle, what do you call that?
Bundle of wheat?
Wheat is tied up in a what? Into a what?
Bundle of wheat? Seemed like it's something else, but I can't think of it.
Did you ever use sheep?
Huh?
Did you ever use the word sheep or wheat?
Now, we used to pull fodder and we'd call it the bundle of fodder. They'd bundle it up, you know, tie it.
Okay. What about when you bundle corn up, tie it up in a bundle of corn? What do you call that?
Corn?
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Okay. Shock of corn?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, how did you measure wheat?
I guess they measured by the bushel or a peck or...
A bushel, yeah.
Bushel?
I guess that's what
you said. I never did raise no wheat.
What have you got
okay,
to do with
okay, you've got it working now, haven't you?
From the rest of it.
What have I got to do what?
The oats. You know, when you grow
I have to thresh it.
Okay.
Sidebar.
Section number 43, question 3.
So you don't have to do that, I just go right out.
If a man has been running for 2 miles and then had to stop,
I'd pick up a rock or anything I could get a hold of.
2 miles is, you would say what? 2 miles is,
too far? Or out of breath?
I threw it at the dog.
2 miles was, what would you say the distance that he could go was? It's a very tough.
He hadn't here.
Would you say 2 miles is,
too far for him to go?
Too far for him to go.
Some of those, you know, that there was no possible way that any person could answer to this.
Okay, Granny, if something belongs to me, you say that it's what?
Mine?
Okay. If it belongs to us, you'd say
well,
what?
I quit last week. I don't recall.
It belongs to us, right?
I don't know. It seemed like I just got turned again.
But you'd say it's
and
what?
And I drank milk.
It belongs to me?
No. It belongs to both of us. You'd say that it's... What?
Belongs to you and I.
No.
Me and you.
No. If you'd say if it belonged to you, you'd say it's mine.
Oh.
If it belongs to both of us, you would say it's what?
It belongs to me and my husband, or
I'd say
me and my son.
Now I've been arrested, I'd say.
Should be.
Coffee, and sugar and no cream, please.
Oh, ask Granny how she makes muscadine wine. Do you ever make muscadine wine? How do you make that?
I couldn't tell you.
You just make it?
I used to drink it all the time.
Well, I used to make good wine.
Thanks.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting tired?
No.
Coffee, please.
If you're getting tired, you tell us.
Coffee, please. Cream, no sugar.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. People have been to visit you, and they are about to leave. What do you say to them?
I'd say, come back to see us again.
If their car is out in the road, you might say to them, someone's going to run into...
I thought I saw somebody, but I knew it was my